I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods. Find clothes for the whole family, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Your business helps support the students in the Lakeland Union Wings and Star programs. Most resale items are $5 or less, and there's always a special. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Find them on Facebook and next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know, when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After an appellate court ruled the federal government must make foreign aid payments, the Supreme Court has paused that for now. ABC's Mary Bruce has details from outside of the court.
Overnight, Chief Justice John Roberts handing President Trump a win here at the court, at least temporarily, delaying a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to pay out nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. Roberts is now asking for a response from the aid groups by noon tomorrow, after which time the court will decide what comes next.
The Trump administration's directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The 95-year-old was found along with his wife and their dog dead in their New Mexico home. The local sheriff did not announce a cause. The measles outbreak in West Texas is now deadly. A school-age girl is the nation's first measles death since 2015. This is ABC News. Steps this week towards a budget deal, but there's still a long way to go in Congress, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The narrow passage of the budget resolution in the House tees up further negotiations that could go on for months. Ultimately, the House and Senate will have to pass the same budget resolution and then reconcile it with spending bills that enact the changes. House Republicans aim to cut $2 trillion while also building on the expiring Trump tax cuts. That is, the president vows he won't accept reductions to Medicaid, Medicare, or Social Security. Critics are asking how that can all be done without massively expanding the national debt.
Christianity is making a comeback in the U.S. A new Pew study finds that 62% of Americans say they're Christians, that number stabilizing after years of declines. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters took over a building overnight at Barnard College in New York City and left when police showed up. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It seems like the snowmobile trails just opened, but according to a Facebook post from the Fifield Snow Drovers, the Price County snowmobile trails will be closing at 7 a.m. today, Thursday, February 27th. Trails may reopen if the weather cooperates, but as of today, those trails are closed. Saturday, March 8th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting a program about helping kids cope with anxiety. They invite parents to join them. There is also an option to attend via Zoom, but be sure to register by March 6th. You can call 715-634-2299 or email nwconnection@ncfrwi.net. This course will talk about what causes anxiety, how to prevent it, what to do if you think your child may be anxious, and how to manage anxiety. All attendees who participate and complete a training survey will receive a $20 gas card, and snack and childcare are provided for those attending in person. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, March 8th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Phillips Public Library or virtually via Zoom. Making history for African Americans, women, and STEM professions, our Black History Month feature today is on Katherine Johnson. Here's Lisa Hale.
Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Creola Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. for furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Will the Packers make a trade? I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jaire Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
We're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Every pro angler out there has their confidence baits. These are the ones that they tie on, and they know that they are going to catch fish without a doubt. And I'll tell you why these baits work for them and why they should work for you. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
If you look at Dave Gens as he goes out onto the ice, he might have four rods, and three of them are rigged with dropkick jigs. If you look at what Chris Kuduk has tied onto his ice fishing rods, you'll see they're quarter-ounce jigging spoons, three or four different colors, but he has a pocket full of waxworms, a pocket full of maggots, and a bucket full of minnows. He tips them with everything. Look at Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach. He goes out on the ice, he's got tied on a Northland Flat Fly or a Gill Getter jig. And these are their confidence baits. They know that these baits are going to produce fish because they know what kind of action to put on that lure. They know exactly what bait to use. They know exactly what to do to get those baits to trigger a positive reaction. So changing lures every 5 minutes might not be the ticket. Maybe what you need to do is try different jigging routines. Try different bait on that lure. And know that that particular lure that you have tied on is absolutely going to catch fish. Once you gain confidence in a lure, you're going to be using it all the time. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98 Q Country.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect
one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? That I'm on my way. You still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments that's got your name written all over it. And you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be here. Back home, and even should be here. You should be here.
Listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystone.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
Somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down under the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sore as hell, ain't he? He's sore as hell, ain't he? Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis, 98Q Country. Hey, if any of you have information, we mentioned earlier this morning that Rick and Sharon Jacoby had a fire last week, and they're recovering from that, and the community has pulled together very well locally for them. And I looked on Facebook. I didn't see anything on there, but I'm looking for a place that we've had several of our morning show listeners ask where they can help, where they can donate money to help out. And so if anybody has any information, maybe a local bank that has a place to make a deposit to help out Rick and Sharon, let us know. Give us a call here at the main number at 762-3221 if you know what bank that is, that they have something set up for Rick and Sharon Jacoby and recovering from that fire. We would appreciate that so we can pass it along to the people who are interested in helping out one of ours. You can use that same number to get us a birthday. If you got a birthday or anniversary, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll do a little birthday action here. We'll give away a cake tomorrow. We'll get to some celebrity birthdays also. We've been treated to some pretty nice days here, some sunshine and some milder weather. Today, not so much. Temperature is still about 35, but you're seeing the cloud cover, thick cloud cover out there, and a little bit of light snow, a little bit of precipitation will be in our forecast here for the remainder of the day. We have the good news is there's no severe cold snap in our forecast. Saturday will be a little bit cool, and we could see temperatures dip down single digits and push in zero maybe Friday night, Saturday night. Next week looking pretty good. I mean, if we're going to get rid of the snow, and Mother Nature's not going to give us any snow, we might as well be warm, right? It looks like next week should warm up back into the 40s for at least a couple of days. We'll get to all of our birthdays, celebrants, in just a moment. Twice an hour, though, we get you some news and sports. So we update you on that right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After an appellate court ruled the federal government must make foreign aid payments, the Supreme Court has paused that for now. ABC's Mary Bruce has details from outside of the court.
Overnight, Chief Justice John Roberts handing President Trump a win here at the court, at least temporarily, delaying a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to pay out nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. Roberts is now asking for a response from the aid groups by noon tomorrow, after which time the court will decide what comes next.
The Trump administration's directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The 95-year-old was found along with his wife and their dog dead in their New Mexico home. The local sheriff did not announce a cause. The measles outbreak in West Texas is now deadly. A school-age girl is the nation's first measles death since 2015. This is ABC News.
Sí. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The deadline for taking down your ice shanty is rapidly approaching. The Wisconsin DNR reminds ice anglers that the deadline to remove permanent ice shanties, or those that aren't removed daily, from Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 is March 16th. For those of us south of Highway 64, the deadline is March 2nd. But remember, no ice is 100% safe. Ice anglers should check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties. Once again, that deadline for those of us north of Highway 64 is March 16th, and those of us south of 64, it's March 2nd. We'd also like to provide you with a notice that the Iron County ATV, UTV, and snowmobile trail systems will be closing due to rapidly deteriorating conditions. That closure is in effect today at 6 a.m. on Thursday, February 27th. If significant snowfall arrives in the future, the potential to reopen will be evaluated. But as of right now, those trails are closed. March 15th at 10 a.m. over at Four Seasons Hospitality Center in Phillips, the Bryce County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to hear Matt Wilkinson, who is a master's student at Stevens Point, speak on evaluating shifts in the fish community in northern Wisconsin lakes. The Price County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow has been able to introduce a walleye wagon to Solberg Lake. They have been able to release 1.6 million walleye fry into the lake and will continue this project for the next 2 years. Connors Lake is also hoping to start a walleye wagon on their lake in the near future. Everyone is welcome to this talk. Once again, this is taking place March 15th at 10 a.m. over at 165 County Highway F in Phillips. They claim it's the largest Flag Day parade in the country, and it's right here in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has information on how to get involved.
The largest Flag Day parade in the country with over 50,000 spectators will take place in Appleton on Saturday, June 14th. The City of Appleton Parades Committee is now accepting applications for the 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade. It's also accepting applications for the Memorial Day Parade on May 26th. The deadline to apply to be in either parade is April 15th. See the story at civicmedia.us for information and links.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jaire Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
Yeah, we're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls, and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's do some birthdays here. Sharon Long is celebrating a birthday today. So, Sharon, happy birthday. Hope it's a great one for you. And we've got Connie Teeters, who's celebrating a birthday also today. And that is from Dawn. So, Connie, happy birthday to you today. And a belated one. I think I got this off when I was off the air, after we were off the air yesterday. Danny Smart. Celebrating a birthday today, yesterday from your friends and family. Belated. Everybody will be in for the cake drawing. That happens on Friday morning, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. We've got some celebrity birthdays today. J-Wow is celebrating today. That's with three W's, by the way. You can figure out where to put the W's. Former reality TV show star, Jersey Shore, and Snooki. And his very own Snooki and J-Wow. J-Wow is 39 today. Kate Mara, the older sister of Rooney Mara, has done some TV shows. House of Cards in 24 is 42 today. Chelsea Clinton, you want to feel old? Chelsea Clinton is 45 today. For those of you who remember the teenage girl that was living in the White House with Bill and Hillary. Back in the 90s, the former first daughter is now involved in running her father's charitable foundation called the Clinton Global Initiative. She's 45 today. Deuce Staley, the one-time star running back with the Philadelphia Eagles, 50 today. Adam Baldwin, here we go, another Baldwin boy. They keep making him the actor, not one of the famous Baldwin brothers, though. Is 63 today. Grant Cho, the TV actor's many credits include Ryan's Hope, Melrose Place, Dynasty, Devious Maids, 63 for Grant Cho. James Worthy, he was part of that Laker championship team back when Magic and Kareem and the guys were there. He was pretty good. I mean, he was like a second, third man. Support staff, you good. 64, James Worthy today. Johnny Van Zant, the brother of the late Ronnie Van Zant, went on to sing with Leonard Skinner. 66 today for Johnny Van Zant. Timothy Spall, the English actor, has appeared in many films, including the Harry Potter series. He's 68 today, Timothy Spall. Howard Hessman, the actor who played DJ Dr. Johnny Fever on the WKRP in Cincinnati show. I can't tell you the number of times
I meet people and I say I'm in radio, and the number of times they say, "Oh, you must like that show WKRP in Cincinnati, huh? Is it anything like that?" People will always say, and I would say, "Yeah, pretty much. They nailed it. Pretty much, they got it." Dr. Johnny Fever. His character was based actually off of DJ Rick. I don't know if you knew that. 1940, he was born. He passed in 2022. Nothing for that at all. Nothing for the DJ. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Dr. Johnny DJ Rick Fever. Ralph Nader is 91 today, the consumer advocate, author, lecturer, and presidential candidate. Ralph Nader is 91 today. Maybe he'll run for president. I mean, they're not getting younger. Elizabeth Taylor, born in England. She won two of her five Best Actress Oscars, for which she was nominated. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Butterfield 8. She did not win for Suddenly Last Summer. She is a wonderful actress. She's been married a lot of times. It's kind of what she's known for. 1932, she was born. She passed back in 2011, Liz Taylor. Joan Woodward, Paul Newman's widow, won a Best Actress Oscar for The Three Faces of Eve back in 1958. 95, Joan Woodward is still going today. Don Helms, Hank Williams' steel guitarist, can also be heard on hits such as Patsy Cline's Walkin' After Midnight, that's him on the steel guitar. Stonewall Jackson's Waterloo, that's him on the steel guitar. Lefty Frizzell's Long Black Veil, that's him on the steel guitar. Loretta Lynn's Blue Kentucky, you got it. 1927, the steel guitar player was born. He passed in 2008. Don Helms and Guy Mitchell. There's not a garage sale that exists in America that does not have a Guy Mitchell album for sale for a nickel. Not a garage sale that exists. They made a lot of albums back then, and he sold a lot of big band albums. The 50s singing star lost his last name, got his last name from Mitch Miller, who signed him to Columbia Records. His blend of pop and rockabilly paid off in the number one song, Singin' the Blues, which topped the Billboard chart for 10 weeks in 1956. Heartaches by the Number, too. His real name is Albert Cernik, C-E-R-N-I-K. He called himself Guy Mitchell in honor of Mitch Miller. 1927, Guy Mitchell was born. He passed in 1999.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
Just a small town Cinderella. Daddy wants you back home by midnight every time we're together. Yeah, that's my dilemma. I need more time with you. I want to watch the sunrise through the pines with you.
Night like this, wouldn't want to miss. Moonlight shining on a long, slow kiss. You could be the one I can get lucky with.
If the boot fits.
Good as it gets.
In the booth.
streets and laid him. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Go ahead, kick him off, cause the boot fits, baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Diamonds in the sky lighting up those eyes like whoa, whoa, whoa. You're the kind of fine man I can't deny. Gets me high, cross my heart, hope to die. Pick a star, make a wish. Yeah, girl, you could be my all night. Dancing in the headlights, fairy tale, good as it gets.
Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Jennifer Nettles in Sugarland at 98Q Country. Thank you for the folks who provided the information. And for those of you who'd like to help out Rick and Sharon Jacoby in their transition from the fire to their house to their next step, donations can be done through Northwoods Community Credit Union. Carrie Sherwinski account is where you put it into. So Carrie Sherwinski is the one handling it. at Northwoods Community Credit Union. If you want to help out a little bit there, one of our own, that would certainly would be appreciative. We will throw some snowballs in just a couple seconds here. Hold on. Give me a chance to line up the computer here, and we'll give you a chance to fling some snowballs. Two certificates remain on the wheel, a $25 Visa gift card and the Winter Cooperative $25 certificate. We'll give you a shot here in just a moment. Hold on.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods. Find clothes for the whole family, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Your business helps support the students in the Lakeland Union Wings and Star programs. Most resale items are $5 or less, and there's always a special. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Find them on Facebook and next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Save big money on everything for your next painting project right now at Menards. Keep your walls and trim protected with Scotch Blue Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. This multi-surface tape can be easily removed without leaving behind residue, making it perfect for your next painting project. Save big money on Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, let's see if we can't clean out. We got a couple of certificates still left here. We have a $25 Visa gift card. We have the Winter Cooperative. So caller three right now at 744-1006. 744-1006. You're number one. We thank you for trying. You're number two. Thank you for trying. Hope your day gets better after I just hung up on you. And you are caller number three. Who is this?
Jesse.
How are we doing there, Jesse?
I'm doing okay.
All right, all right, all right. Let's spin the wheel here, Jesse. Let's see what we have prize-wise for you. First of all, right. One or the other. Oh, looks like we got a Winter Cooperative $25 gift certificate. You can gas up over there, or rather, grocery up over there, and get maybe like a half a dozen eggs at $25. All right, Jesse. Gunner A or Gunner B, Jesse? Which one do you think holds the winner for you today?
Gunner B.
Gunner B, he says. Let's see if that is correct, sir. Here we go.
I've made snowballs before. Want to go far?
Good luck to you.
See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this. Then it goes like that, all right? Good luck.
Come on.
Ow!
All right.
Son of a nut trap.
Hey, $25 in groceries. That's not a bad. That's not a bad thing to have in your back pocket there, Jesse. Congratulations and thank you for playing along.
Yep.
Thank you much. Thank you, Jesse Sutton, ladies and gentlemen. The winner, $25. Winter Cooperative gift certificate. And we got Gray. He is scheduled to play this afternoon. It may be our final time if he gets a winner, because there's only one thing left. There's only one thing left. It may or may not be a $25 Visa gift card from Forward Insurance. We're pretty sure it's going to be. But stay tuned to Gray this afternoon for your possibly your final chance to be a winner in our live on air. Our text to win is going on right now. The Park Falls Family Restaurant is the gift certificate on the text to win side. And that's a $25 gift certificate. Text us the word family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. And that is your entry for the $25 Park Falls Family Restaurant gift certificate. Enter it through the Civic Media app. Go to 98Q and you are in.
98Q Country.
Pictured he'd be pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue sky as far as I can see. You picked a damn good day. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. And how am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The number of weekly jobless claims in the U.S. up by 22,000 to 242,000. That's the highest number in 3 months. And more job cuts could be coming to the federal workforce as the Trump administration's directed all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. ABC's Rachel Scott says the process has seen reversals.
One day after the Department of Veterans Affairs cut $2 billion in contracts, the department reversing some cancellations that may have affected medical care and benefits for veterans, including safety inspections at VA medical facilities and supporting cancer programs.
On social media, President Trump says tariffs will go into effect on Canada and Mexico March 4th. The West Texas measles outbreak still growing, now blamed for the death of a school-aged girl. Legendary actor Gene Hackman found dead in his New Mexico home along with his wife and their dog. Authorities say there were no signs of foul play. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It seems like the snowmobile trails just opened, but according to a Facebook post from the Fifield Snowdrovers, the Price County snowmobile trails will be closing at 7 a.m. today, Thursday, February 27th. Trails may reopen if the weather cooperates, but as of today,